We've been hanging and banging, brother. 20,000 leagues under the sea is a nice place to deposit somebody, brother.
All right, let me tell you something, brother. This is the Hulk Hogan appreciation episode. Welcome to the Fig Cave. We got a great episode for you. I got my normal co-host, Nick Thompson, up in Connecticut. What's up, Nicky boy? How are you?
My man, what's... I'm sorry. Oh, I said my man. What's up, brother?
Brother.
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. We have... Man, this guy was more harder to schedule on a podcast than Sarah J was. We got the
Works one... Nights, brother.
The one and only Michael LaPuma. What's up, man?
What you gonna do, brothers? How you doing, man?
Good to talk to you, dude. Really good to talk to you. I'm glad we were able to schedule some time with you. It's been hard. We work different hours, and it's been tough to schedule you, but we have you on here. Glad to talk to you, man. And we have a lot to talk about, right?
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
We'll get the tour of your room there pretty soon. I gotta thank you right off the top because you helped me a lot with the trip to New York City last week. Gave me a lot of good spots to go to. Made it a little bit easier to get around. I was a little less stressed driving around the city, so that was good. Got a good Brooklyn bagel. That was nice.
Oh, I think that was the thing I was most jealous of, bro.
What, the Brooklyn bagel shop? Yeah, that place is good. I could eat there. I could eat there every day. I mean, they had like 40 different types of cream cheese, and like they're make just you can see them making the bagels fresh in the back, fucking putting toppings on them. Yeah, good shit.
I told Phil the secret is not to get a toaster because that shit is so hot you don't need it.
No, yeah, good. That was definitely a good call. We've been pumping up your YouTube. It's LaPuma Mania 1980. You basically are doing unboxings for every new Hogan figure that comes out. You got a lot more coming up, and you did some videos with your signing with Hogan. You're going down to Orlando again pretty soon. Is that correct? To get some more autos?
No, I wish, man. I'm just going down there. I'm flying out for a cruise, so I got to leave from Orlando.
Okay.
But yeah. I got no time to stop at Hogan's Beach Shop this time, unfortunately.
Well, you went pretty recently, right? You went, what, like 2-3 months ago?
Last month I went for a signing.
Last month, okay.
Yeah. For one day I got stuck in the airport for 17 hours going home. But we won't talk about that. No, we'll talk about the signing.
Yes. Well, yeah, it was an attempted in and out in one day. And for anybody who doesn't know, guys, this is Michael LaPuma, the Hulk Hogan of Hulk Hogan Figure Collecting.
Yes.
This guy is, I mean, he's New York born and bred, so this guy was catching the Hulkster MSG for as long as he can remember. I just love a late 80s, all 80s and early 90s fucking wrestling, dude. That's where it all started for me. That's when we were all watching on syndication on Saturday mornings, like trying to stay up through Raw or, you know, primetime wrestling leading into Raw when it came on. So just, yeah, eventually we'll get a whole video podcast, guys. But, you know, we're not that technically savvy. But this guy's real, man. I mean, you could check his YouTube channel. You could see all the tour of this stuff. We'll get a small tour tonight, like. This is also, you know what? We're going to get to it. Mattel is stealing this guy's ideas.
They are.
So we're going to cover this.
Yeah, man.
They
got to put me on the payroll.
What inspired the, obviously Hulk Hogan was the biggest wrestling star of our childhood. So it's not a far-fetched thing to be a collector of Hulk Hogan stuff, but what made you go all in on Hogan? Like, was it just like, cause you're right in the same wheelhouse as me. You're maybe a little bit older than me. But not by much. I mean, Hulk Hogan, when we were kids, was the, like, super... We didn't have Marvel. We didn't have Spider-Man and shit like that. We had Hulk Hogan. I mean, that's really... Is that really where it stems from? Like, just your childhood?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I started watching when I was 5. So, I was born in 80. So, 85. So, just after he won the title. And I don't know, man. Just wrestling was always on. Always on my TV. I was always playing with my LJNs. And Hogan was my guy. I mean, how could he not when you're 5-6 years old and you see this larger than life superhero? And especially since, like Nick said, I grew up in the city, so I was always at the Garden going to house shows and just
yeah. I mean, it's a no brainer. I mean,
and sold out for house shows and Hogan would come out. And I guess it's a feeling of nostalgia as well, you know, coming into my room. And, you know, I hate to say it, but you know, my dad passed 3 years ago, and I think me keeping on buying stuff that I had when I was a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
It connects me with my father still.
No, that's awesome, dude. And I mean, it's hard to explain how big Hogan was because now there's so much other stuff out there. Like, you know, before the internet, this was way before the internet, way before, you know, movies and TV shows were at the level they are now where you can watch shit in 3D. I mean, really, Hulk Hogan on WWF programming was like, for me, it was it. Like, that was it. Like, he was like, is this dude human? Like, almost like on another level from everything else we'd ever seen, you know? Like, it's hard to fathom it because, you know, you've seen like The Rock and John Cena and other guys come along that have been kind of the flag bearer for WWE, Nick, but it's nothing on the level of what Hogan was. Between the merchandise, the cartoons, the, you know, everything, dude, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, this guy. I mean, I think in like third or fourth grade, you had to write like, who's your hero? Like what? Like, who's your superhero? And I think I wrote a Hulk Hogan, but, you know, at the time I was so embarrassed about wrestling that I was like, oh, can you please not read that in front of the class? Like, it's well written, but like, please don't like let anybody know that I wrote about Hulk Hogan. But, you know, there you go.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about it today, like going to the video store and renting Coliseum home videos. And I'm not talking about like WrestleFest and stuff. I'm talking about 80s stuff, bro. Stuff that you never got to see because there was no internet, like you said. There was no streaming. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to put a VHS tape in and watch these matches from the Garden, from Boston Garden, from all these shows that they put on one VHS tape, and that classic Coliseum home video music. And, oh, bro, it's just, I love it. I go back and watch that stuff on YouTube now.
Yeah, even explaining to Zoe, like, you know, I mean, she's great, like, trying to understand wrestling, to kind of understand parts of my life, like, why, like, why, what I'm into and this and that. But to explain wrestling, like, how it was just completely flipped, you know, in the 80s, like, everything built to, like, the house show tours. Like, TV was made so that you go see it in person. And now the house shows are, like, just such a secondary business. Like,
yeah, it sucks.
Like, you know, it's so different. I'm like, no, like, you wanted to go because that was the only way you're going to see Hogan. He'd only wrestle on TV sometimes. You only get a promo from him. But yeah, the same man renting those like best of WWF videos. I think I have like 5 and 7 from when a couple video stores shut down.
Or waiting to see the TV guide to see if Saturday Night's Main Event would be on one Saturday instead of SNL. And oh man, just all those promos. And like you said, like Saturday morning, Hogan wasn't on all the time. Yeah. Rarely did he ever have a match. You know, he'd be on an interview or Brother Love or something like that. So seeing him on TV, it's not like you see Roman Reigns on, well, not now, he's not on it every week, but you know, these top guys, they're on every week on Raw, and they have pay-per-view matches now on TV. So you had to wait for the pay-per-view, or you went to the house shows.
Goddamn Eric Bischoff, man. Changed everything.
Yep, that's true. Obviously, we have a lot of Hogan figures to talk about from San Diego Comic-Con. What are your overall thoughts on the what we saw from not only Mattel, but Jazzwares, any wrestling figures, Mike, from San Diego Comic-Con? There was a ton of new releases. Overall thoughts on what we saw, and then we'll get into some individual stuff.
Well, let me just throw this out there. This way we don't have to talk about Jazzwares again. Where is Max Caster? Like, where is his figure at?
Dude,
you know what I mean? They're the most popular tag team, or they were. I don't really watch AEW, but
I think, dude, anyways. I think even losing the belts, they're still up there. They're still top three tag teams. Yeah. Like, people go nuts, dude.
It's insane. You just keep on seeing the same people being made by them, but whatever.
Bro, it's Jax. It's the Jax play. It's the Jax play. Like playbook. Just keep doing reprints, repaints, re-releases, same stuff. You know, same tricks that Badawer's always done, man. How many
Sammy repaints can you have? Sammy Guevara repaints.
Yeah. I know. The boringest guy, you know, just a guy in trunks. Yeah. I mean, Kyle Peterson brought it up on his YouTube that it was basically, he was at San Diego Comic-Con, and basically they had a detolf of AEW figures, and that was it. And I know it's a huge company. They do Squishmallow, they do Pokemon, they do a bunch of stuff that probably makes them a lot more money. But so does Mattel. Mattel does Barbie. They do Hot Wheels. They do all kinds of stuff. I mean, they bring it, though, every single year. And I just don't think, you know, I've been labeled a AEW hater by our friend Smart Mark Sterling, which, you know, I wear that badge with pride. But I just don't see, like, there are some good things that they do do. They do the Supreme figures really well. They do those Blood and Gut figures really well. And I really do like, Michael, that they label those chases the 1 to 3,000, 1 to 5,000. That might be what WWE is making with stuff, but they don't label it with a number. When you put that number on it, it makes it feel a lot more special, makes it feel like it's worth a lot more money.
Right.
That I think Jax did smartly, and I think it's good. And even if it's for a figure like the Bunny, which they don't think they'll probably sell more than 5,000, if you say it's 1 out of 5,000, it's going to make it seem more important. So that they do well, you know. So they are doing some things really well. I just don't think they have much of a focus on their figures. I mean, I just don't think it's a huge priority for them, you know. Whereas Mattel, they really lean into the wrestling figures, and we can see that from where they show them off. I mean, even when AEW does reveals, it's like pictures of wrestlers. It's not even like the figures. I mean, we heard about that Max Caster set, like you said. That was their last pay-per-view, that All Out pay-per-view, maybe like beginning of the summer or like early like spring, and no word on that. Like, all we've seen is a picture of Max Caster. We haven't seen a digital drawing, right, of like it, a like a figure, a render, a prototype. Like, that's what's going to get people excited, not just a picture of the fucking guy on a screen, you know? So, whatever.
And that is something I'll wear him in. I'll buy it in two different jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do black and pink, then pink and black. I don't care. I'm going to buy both of those just because it's Max. But
yeah. And
I mean, I don't even really see their figures on the shelves anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, how just you poor people in like, because there's no Walmarts, right? Until you're, what, 30 minutes out of the city?
No, well, I'm in Jersey. I live in Jersey now, so okay. I got a Walmart five minutes from me. But they got that MJF and that Hangman, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah, you know, they probably don't
That Wardlow sold through. By the way, I was thinking about that. I was like, oh man, all these Walmart exclusives just sit on the shelves, but the Wardlow is gone out of most stores. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Nice. What did you think about the Mattel reveals, Michael LaPuma?
Oh. Bro, they blew it out the water. I know a lot of people were getting on the Hogans, and I was listening to your episode last week, and I'm yelling at the radio. I'm like, it's because it's going to be 40 years of him winning the title, so that's why they're pumping out all these Hogan figures. And it's funny because I was just talking to my customizer, Jason Dunsel, my man.
Nice.
Right. Let's say the new Legends figures, they revealed Iron Sheik and Hogan with Classy Freddie Blassie in the white outfit. So if you click on the Iron Sheik, that's the outfit that they had on when Hogan beat him for the title in 84. So if you scroll through the pictures, there's actually a video on Target.com of Hogan explaining why all these figures are being made. And I don't think anybody has seen that yet. I should post that in the group.
Yeah, I'm usually good about scrolling through, but it just those things were coming fast and furious, dude. Like all the reveals, like the second you post up, people are like, oh, they got this. Oh, there's this. Oh, there's this 3-pack, this 4-pack. What a great surprise set, though. Him, Jimmy, and the Sheik. Like, we don't have enough Sheik figures.
Right, and also Andre's in that set, and the chase is him in the red, and that's an outfit he wore tagging with Hogan on Saturday Night's Main Events against Big John Studd and King Kong Bundy. So he explains why there's so many, not only Hogan's, but also friends of Hogan or enemies of Hogan's. He explains it in the video. I'm not sure why Mattel didn't push that video. I guess they made it when they did all those reveals at the beach shop.
Oh, yeah.
When the Mega Powers, Mega Powers came out, I guess they made that video then, but nobody's pushed it. So I'm gonna screenshot it and put it in the group so everybody can see it.
So, obviously, you're gonna buy all these Hogan figures, but also, do you collect the one? Like, are you gonna collect like the Liz's? Do you collect the Jimmy Hart's? Do all the ancillary people? Do you have room for that in your
Hogan
collection?
Adjacents?
Because I think that fits in, like, you know, with the Hogan collect. But how far do you go is also the question, you know.
Yeah, it's rough. Like, I have a Mega Power set mock, and then I have one open with the Liz. In her SummerSlam outfit, that Elite SummerSlam that came out a few years ago. That one is near and dear to my heart because I was at SummerSlam 88. That was my first ever
pay-per-view. Wow, cool.
Still have the program from when I was a kid and I bought it, original program. one of the rare stuff that I still have from a kid. But as I'm looking now, like, I have Slaughter facing Hogan from WrestleMania 7. Hogan has the American flag.
Cool. That's cool.
You know, there's so many matches and so many enemies that he's had. I really don't have the space for all.
No, God, you could go on forever. Do you have a tugboat anywhere in there?
I did have a tugboat, but I sold a lot of my elites just to make room for Hogan's.
Yeah, I mean, it's, at this point,
I'm down to maybe 15 elites of 80s guys.
Yeah,
and that's it. Everybody else I sold.
I mean, you had a time there, but before Mattel started cranking them back out. I mean, how long was it between Mattel making figures? Because, you know, they had some early, like, elites from him, but when I started getting into collecting, he wasn't a thing. It was only probably, what, 3 or 4 years ago they started getting back into the Hogan game. Was it a nice little break, or was it like you were fiending for it, or what?
Yeah, when he left the company and then Mattel stopped making his figures, that's when the Ultimate Hollywood Hogan was supposed to come out. Well, actually, at that time, I think it was just an Elite because they didn't even have Ultimates yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So Storm Collectibles picked up his license, and those figures are actually pretty good.
Those are really good.
I know I have my list here, and and that Hollywood Hogan Storm Collectibles, the first one, not the Wolfpack, is actually better than the Ultimate in my eyes.
I could see that.
Which one did you pick up at the Wrestling Universe the night we were there from Phil's buddy Jack?
what did I think of the live recording?
Out in was it Long Beach or something like that?
Okay, we'll take it from the hot take kid over here. Hot take. Let's see. I bought the Storm Collectibles American Made Hogan from him, and let's just say it was priced at $100. And then I picked out about 6 or 7 old school programs with Hogan on the cover, which I love. Nice. Love that. And he did not give me $1 discount. He charged me exactly what everything was stickered at. So I'll leave it at that.
Dude, he always, like, every time I go, like, I get top dollar for the figures I traded. And then I always am like, I'll give you this and this for that. And he's like, okay.
Wow.
I don't understand. Like, and you go there, I'm sure, way more than I do. I don't understand. Like,
who, me?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
No, that was the only time I've been there, brother.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, going to Queens from here is like 2.5-3 hours with traffic.
It's a hike, dude.
I don't even bother. Yeah.
I made a special trip out there after leaving Manhattan, and it was definitely not worth the fucking trip. I mean, I'll say that. But
no, only I went for Gallows and Anderson. I went for a Haku signing. I think that's like before that. So I talked to him every time.
I'd rather go to like a retro store. Like, that's not a retro store.
No, it's a bunch of new stuff. That's, it's basically like a Target adjacent.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. That's a good.
Exactly. I mean, he's a reseller. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's a time and place for that, especially in that area where it's hard to get stuff. You know, I don't blame him.
Correct.
So by my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 new Hogan figures shown off at San Diego Comic-Con. Before we get into all of them, what was your favorite figure that we saw this last weekend for San Diego Comic-Con for the Hulkster?
Well, it's actually a part of that 3-pack. It is the Hogan in the blue with the bandana and with the bandana coming down into his mouth, because, you know, he would come out with his hands in the air like that, with the finger pointing, and the bandana would be in his mouth. And
that's cool.
Once I saw that, I was like, holy shit. So that's actually my favorite shirts coming out.
Yeah, that's an awesome. Let's start with that. That's a 3-pack. I think it's a Target exclusive. It has like a Hogan when he came back to WWE. These are all elites. This is an elite 3-pack. This is a Hollywood Hogan with the kind of the plastic clamshell. Is that a soft goods with the Hollywood Hogan? Or is it like the plastic?
Yeah, they showed soft? That at WrestleMania. They were showing just some soft good shirts, and that was one of them. So
soft goods with the devil hands and the bandana, and then you have the one you talked about, which is like an early, like very early Hogan with the WWF title. Was that WWF title or?
No, just that. That's 85 title.
85, yeah. So that's cool.
But
cool 3-pack.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know, back in the day, Hogan wore that blue outfit, or he wore white trunks with white knee pads and a white shirt. Like, he wasn't always red and yellow. So
yeah,
it's nice when they go old school like that.
It is cool. It's a cool contrast, Nick, between those three, because you have like the old, new, and kind of like closer to present day. I love.
Yeah, it's not then, not forever. It's like then, yeah. Sort of then, and then not, and then yeah. A little after then.
We have one title in that pack. You get like five soft good shirts. You get the boa. You get a bunch of set of hands. I don't know when that hits. I'm sure you pre-order that from Target. Target's pretty good at getting stuff to people, but you probably will see that in store before your pre-order comes. But usually stuff is
I pre-ordered two.
Yeah,
I did two, but I think it said January, but we shall see. The only thing I don't pre-order from Target is the Legends, because some reason 3 weeks after they hit shelves, they're on clearance.
Yep. Yeah, good call.
It's crazy.
That's my
style. Did I order that? Did I order it? I had to have, right?
You had to have, yeah.
Now I'm nervous. I'm real nervous right now. Hogan, y'all keep talking.
Hogan was also in the new four-pack that just came out to Target, which includes Rocky Maivia, Becky Lynch, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and the Hogan with the green world title belt. What's the significance of this, Hogan? This is the American-made T-shirt, right?
That is the first time he won a title from the Sheik. He wore that T-shirt at the Garden.
That green title belt.
With the American made T-shirt, and I actually made that figure last year, and I sent it into the beach shop to get signed. I had the Forbidden Figurines green belt on there, a lot more detail than the Mattel, obviously, and Mattel stole that idea from me. So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Somebody made up a good point. Maybe it was on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast where they lost the Macho Man license. Are they pumping these out now? Because I know Hogan talked about the 40-year anniversary thing, but do you think they're pumping them out because they're worried? Maybe they're, you know, he's got one more year left on the license. Let's get as many figures out as we can. If he leaves, I don't know why these guys would leave. Where else would they go to get as many figures from people? But
yeah, I'm not sure how that works, bro. Because if Macho Man could sign with all different companies, why can't he also get figures from Mattel?
Yeah,
why would he ever leave?
Like, yeah,
right. So whoever's running his estate or whatever, you know, because Zombie has him, Major Pod has him. So then who's to say Mattel can't have him as well? So I don't know how that works.
I think it's just renegotiations going on. I think they'll have him back. But as I said last week, man, I'm okay with it, man. Let them take a break. Make them make some other guys or more Hogans, you know. But let it's fine. We have plenty of Machos lately.
Yeah,
we could take a year off from him, you know. Get inspired with something else.
As a Macho collector, I'm 100%. Look at all these behind me. I'm fine with taking a break and saving a little bit of money and not having 13 reveals at Comic-Con. We also saw the. This is more for kids, but I'm sure this is something you would pick up. I would. The Hogan on the motorcycle kind of WCW look. This is probably modeled after that Drew McIntyre motorcycle. They have the Undertaker one too. This is cool though. I mean, kids will love this. This is something that's different in your collection. Probably looks cool on display. You know, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, I actually have two different Hogans on motorcycles, so that will be my third. So.
Nice.
You know, he looks cool with the boots on, with the long tights.
Love it.
Well, you can wreck and slam this one, so you're fine.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. I know some people complain about that set and everything, but we also have to figure like these are for kids. These aren't really.
Yeah, of course.
They're not for us.
I met that crew, like the Wreckin' crew, the people that make those toys at WrestleMania, because I went to WrestleMania, Phil. I don't know if
Oh, you did?
Wow. Yeah. Cool. But I was talking to two random people. They're like, we're the Wreckin' people. I was like, oh. It was kind of cool to talk to them, like the kid, like the kids' approach to wrestling figures. Like they're like, of course we want to be on the Ultimate Team, but like it's pretty fun to do these things too.
Yeah? Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Legends, another Legends Hogan figure, then like kind of a white singlet with the row with the cape that comes with the Jimmy Hart, Andre, and Sheik Legends set. And this is when he was it Classy Freddy Blassie managed him?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a heel.
Yeah,
that's when he was a heel.
That's, I mean, it's cool.
That's,
I mean,
probably like 82, maybe, probably.
If we're gonna get Hogan's, I do like the deep cuts like this. You know what I mean? Like something different, not just a yellow and red. Like we're getting some cool different stuff. So that is cool. He's got a little more hair on the top. They got the tan right too. I mean, how many different tans in your collection do you have?
I don't understand why they just don't make every one of them with the tan. Like, even with that 3-pack, the older Hogan, he's not tan. Like, I just don't understand it. You have that skin tone, so just use it.
Yeah.
Never once was he not tan.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you think of when you think of Hogan is, like, tan. For sure. So
exactly.
Super frustrating. Even
some figures get it, some figures don't get it. To me, it just doesn't make no sense. Like the new basic that just came out has the perfect tan, and that's a basic. Yep. So how elites don't get that tan, just I'll never understand that.
You know, before he had sex with his wife, he used to pop into the Bubba the Love Sponge show all the time when they were in Satellite, and I remember like it was like a standing rule, like they would all go to Bubba's show before any vacation because they were like, oh. You know, Big Terry says, you know, tan fat looks better than white fat. So no matter what, guys. So Bubba would have like the whole staff over to tan before they went away. So
it's a good call. I mean, it makes sense.
And he would drink all their Miller Lights because he had a Miller Light soda machine.
Oh, my God.
Are you saying I should go tanning before I go on my cruise?
Hell yeah.
Dude. I didn't say anything. I didn't say it. I said,
is this your first cruise or no?
No, it's been a while. Last time I was on a cruise was my honeymoon in 2004.
I love a cruise.
So this is gonna be my kid's first cruise.
Okay. But what are you taking?
Wonders of the Sea.
Oh, nice. Royal Caribbean.
What is that? Royal, right? Is that Royal?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Nice. I did one on Norwegian. That was the best week, dude, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me personally, I like to stay in Orlando and go to Disney, but we won't bring that up. I'm a Disney guy.
I am too, but it is nice to be able to just kind of like have Disney's not really relaxing. You know, it's like that trip I took to Connecticut and New York, it was not relaxing. It was fun, I enjoyed it, but now I need a relaxing vacation where I just sit by the pool, drink some fucking sugary drinks and do nothing, you know what I mean?
True.
There's a totally different
How was that driving in the city? Were you all right?
Drive was fine. I mean, the $75 a day for parking wasn't great. I dealt with that, you know.
I wish you said you park at Mike's house and just take the train in.
I probably should have, yeah, cuz we didn't drive anywhere. We didn't need to go anywhere the whole time.
Half price, brother discount. Yeah. Brother discount. Yeah. $37.50 a day.
Then I could have saw in the fucking collection. I really wanted to do that, too.
So, I know, man. I was hoping you're going to hit me up on the way back.
Yeah, but that that road that takes you, like you were saying, where it's right in the water there where all the cruise ships pick people up. What's that? The
West Side Highway.
Yeah, yeah. That's just, I mean, it bypasses having to drive through the city. So where you get your street, you take a left, and you know, it's a grid system. It's not hard. It's not like confusing. It's just, you know, 10 times as many people as I've
ever been. So you got a peep at the Intrepid?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Saw it there. Yeah, that's cool shit. All right, so we have this other Legends Hogan in the black trunks. What is this from? It has black trunks and then the black knee pads, and has another version with the red knee pads. What Hogan is this? This is heel Japan.
That's an Ichiban Hogan. Yeah, yeah. He was a good guy then.
Good guy.
He was actually the champ then. So. I know TNA Legends, the Jax TNA Legends made one.
Yeah.
With the comes with the robe. It's right here, actually.
Is this where his hair's all, it's shaped like Adam Bomb or what? Is that the one?
Yes. There we go.
The chest hair?
Wrong way.
Yeah.
No, that's the Superstars one. But yeah, okay, this is the Ichiban Hogan. So he was a good guy then. You know, he got a full set of hair there.
Nice.
So I knew Bill was dying to make that figure.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Then we had a basic Hogan in the kind of the workout, the WrestleMania promo workout outfit, which is cool. So you're getting a lot of stuff here in your collection, Mike, that like it's pretty unique. So I wouldn't be complaining, you know. It's good. Good shit.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's just the space. So I might have to sell the rest of these elites that are sitting here.
We talked about, not to get off topic, Nick, and LaPuma, you messaged us and like, what did you say? Like, do you ever just walk into your room and just think like how much money I've wasted on this stuff? Like, it's, I mean,
yeah, like
invested. How much money have I invested in this?
No, because I think we need to talk for real, because the way he put it is right. And even with your collection having such a sentimental value, you still think like that, you know, like you probably would never sell it. I would never sell mine, but you do like have those moments in your collection where I'm like, man, I could buy a fucking car with all this stuff, man. This is like, you know, right? Like,
yeah, especially you know, my son is going to be turning 18, and it's like, damn, man, like, what am I doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I know I get like that maybe once a month, and I'm like, damn, I could sell this, I could sell that.
No,
obviously I don't, but you know, just knowing the fact that you can and make some money back, it eases your mind a little bit. But it's definitely, I mean, when we think about it, not that it's a waste. I hate to say it's a waste of money, but you know, it's money spent that maybe we shouldn't be spending.
Well, it's not. It's our money, Mike. So we can spend it what the fuck we want. And also, yeah. Imagine people that have Giants or Giants or Jets tickets. They're spending season tickets. They have the memories of the games. But you're telling me what I do is a waste. How about what they do, spending $4,000 or $5,000 on season tickets to watch 20-year-olds play a sport? And you're not getting anything. You're not taking home anything from that. You're getting the memories from it, but you can watch it on TV for free. So it's all relative, you know. That's the way I think of it in my brain. Like, hey, I could be spending my money on, you know, I could be one of these guys that spend
Oriole tickets.
Yeah, or $400 of bourbon. You know, $400 bottles of bourbon, like some of my friends do. Like, you know, I don't need that shit. I just want a bunch of plastic guys in their underwear. You know, that's all I want.
But see, for me, this is behind me. Is like, it's not a waste. I love it. I love my collection. Yeah. But Phil saw like the wall where this computer's against. These are all the autos I've been getting. I'm like, I just love looking at this.
Oh yeah,
I love this more than this. Is like,
of course.
Yeah,
you should flip flop those.
I mean, I got
the, yeah. The whole, that's all.
Yeah, there's one outlet in the room that I can actually access.
I'll fly up.
There's only one outlet to access, and it's just like one extension cord running this whole room. So
yeah. No, it is tough.
You know when it really feels good, Phil? I'm sorry. But you know when it really feels good is when somebody that appreciates it.
Yes.
Like, I can have friends come over and be like, oh, wow. But, you know, they don't really. But when somebody from the group or something like that comes over and really appreciates it, then it's, oh, all right.
For this sure. Cool. Yeah. That is cool. A friend that knows wrestling, that knows the history, that knows what you have, that it's not like, oh, just, yeah. Yeah. It is cool, for sure. It is cool, like, now right. That my son's 8. We went to one of my son's friend's younger brother's birthday parties, and this kid's getting into wrestling because I randomly gave him a Drew McIntyre figure that I got, you know, a Top Picks Drew McIntyre Elite that I got randomly on like clearance or something. I gave it to him, and this kid's into wrestling now. So I was like, oh, I'm going all in. So I bought this kid a ring. I bought him the forklift with Brock Lesnar that was on sale on. Amazon, and he was playing with it. His parents sent me a video of it. And I was like, that's cool to like get somebody into like what I'm into. That I, you know, it is cool. It's just a cool feeling. You know what I mean? Like to share the passion that we have. You know,
that's an awesome feeling, especially getting a kid involved. Like the reason how I got into wrestling was from my aunt and my grandfather, my mother's father, and. So just hearing that story, it reminded me of that.
Yeah. And also with, I mean, I would rather buy my son 10 wrestling figures to have him not spend like an entire weekend on his iPad or something. You know, like I just don't want my kid to be that antisocial fucking iPad. Like, you know, and that's the way, and not to dive deep into like reality right now, but like that's the way kids are now. You know, they don't play with toys anymore. Yeah. They play games and like we do on our phones and shit like that. So it's just the changing of the world, but it is kind of an old school feeling to like just be able to play and use your imagination. So it's cool.
Exactly.
The only other Hogan figures we haven't talked about, was there any Ultimates shown off? That no Ultimate Hogan showed off, which was odd. We did have those three Superstars figures. What are those from? Because those are super deep cuts, man. Those are long trunk early Hogan's, right?
Yeah, those are early 80s. I'm 99% sure that he was a heel back then too. Yeah. He had to be a heel.
Yeah.
So I saw there's the blue tight one with the like you were saying, Nick, with the chest hair.
Yeah.
I'll probably get that one, but then there's a chase on that one too. I don't think I'll be getting that one.
What? When I come across it, I get it. Like the Superstars, distribution's so bad, dude. I'm not paying $30-$35 from Walmart to get them. Like,
no.
Yeah. If I get them, I get them, and that's where that's going to be. There's so much.
That line came in hot, and
I think it's
going out the door.
It is, because they just can't get in stores for people. It's just not. They just keep showing stuff, and it's not in the ones in stores are on clearance. They're not selling. I mean, I've been tempted to buy the Nash and the Hall and the Shawn Michaels, and they keep I go back, they're still there. I go back, they're still there. I go back, they're still there. I was like, man, I'm surprised these didn't get gobbled up. They're amazing looking figures. Like, if I was a kid, that's what I would want to play with, where you can take the heads off, the arms off, the legs off, switch them around, do all kinds of cool shit.
I see the belts disappearing one by one from the Shawns, though.
Oh yeah,
people are scumbags, man.
Those IC belts, yeah,
I could see. Yeah.
Are they on clearance by you? I think by me, they're like $6.
The Warrior and Taker.
Yeah,
Warrior, I got cheap. Taker, that's right. It. Yeah. So,
yeah. So those are all the reveals of Hogan's. I mean, that's a ton of stuff. But I mean, it's a. I mean, in your defense of, or a collector's defense, this is a lot of different varying styles and lines that they're coming out with here. I'm surprised to hear that you will not be grabbing some. So you do not get every single Hogan figure. You say this, but then
no,
you grab.
You
grab it, like the Superstars one or the retro one. You said you weren't going to get it. They talk shit about you on the major.
They bullied pod. You.
They bullied you. Cyber bullied you.
I mean, the Mattel retros, they're just not good.
No, they're not. I don't know if they're just not supposed to be good, but they are not good. You're right, and I'll buy them because I'm just a sucker. I'm so deep into it, and but yeah, they're just not. They're not what I want them to be. So,
like I had two Hogan Customs, Hollywood Hogan Customs, made out of regular Hasbro's, and they blow that Hollywood Hogan that came out in with X-Pac out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually I succumbed and I bought it, but like the feet are too big, the hands are too big. I don't know, man. It was an ongoing joke in the group that I didn't want to buy it, but I don't have to buy everything that comes out. I buy what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a personal preference for sure. So
I was just pumped that they brought back the two packs, and I think that's going to be a cool thing that Ringside's going to do. Like, I like that. If they are going to do retros, at least they're doing something a little bit different. So
yeah, I agree. Get some tag teams,
right? But it's just seeing. I guess comparing it to like zombies, and it's just like, oh man, like these.
Suck. Yeah, yeah, they're definitely not the same. Yeah, they're more
massive. Oh, if zombie can get Hogan, like the access to Hogan retro.
Oh,
Hogan,
my God,
heels a heel and a face. Hogan, come on.
Oh Jesus,
that would be bro, huge. I've been pushing to Kinnick and Matt Cardona to make a Hogan, but the cartoon Hogan.
Oh yeah,
exclusive Beat Shop Bendy. And, you know, they keep on telling me I'm out of my mind. I guess it's very expensive to get his license. But, I mean, how sick would that be? Nobody has ever made the Rock and Wrestling figures.
That one guy, right? Baffling. That did, like, the run of 25,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the one of 25 Beardy toys. I have the only one in the world signed. That I would never sell.
Ooh. Yeah.
That I've gotten offered over 1,000 for that, but I won't
take
it.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. But, you know, they made that Andre Elite in the suit. The chase is supposed to look like from Rock and Wrestling,
yep,
you know,
yep.
But obviously it's not him in the cartoon era. But
yeah.
I don't know how nobody's picked up on that. Those figures would be sick.
It is crazy, yeah, for sure. Especially like so many different, like they could do in the retros, they could do in all different kinds, yeah. All right, so we didn't really put you on the spot. We were going to talk about your top five, I guess, all time Hogan. We're going to do all time, right? All time. Top five Hogan figures from the biggest Hulk Hogan collector there is.
Allegedly, because there's that one guy in the group that knows somebody that said that his collection is as good as Mike's. And
yeah.
Anytime you're like, hey, bro, what's up with your boy's collection? Like,
he's with his girlfriend in Canada. He can't.
Yeah, he's busy. Oh, I haven't been able to stop by his house. Like, it's. You know what sucked is that guy had some really cool pay-per-view chairs that I wanted to get, but I was like, I don't like him already. So
I remember that guy posting that.
I was interested to see it because then it's like, dude, this is cool, like dueling Hulk Hogan collections. Yeah, but
I mean,
I've never said I have the best collection and nothing like that. Like,
no, correct.
I don't care. But that guy was kind of like, you know,
jabbing.
Stirring the pot a little bit. Oh, does anybody in here collect Hogan's? Like, bro, really?
All right, let's.
But this list here, see, Phil, it's kind of hard because all time, I mean, you can't compete, I should say, with the Mattels. You know what I mean? So I have two sentimentals, and then I have five Mattels that are just unbelievable.
Okay. Do you have them there? That you can show the camera so I can see them too. You don't have to.
Oh yeah, of course.
You don't have to grab. You don't have to grab them if you can.
Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll fill the.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah,
hold on.
It's too bad though, because I can't. While he's getting ready, I just can't participate because like just being out of the line like for Jax, like is. I mean, I don't know if any Jax make the list, but it's like I didn't collect then, so I have no idea.
It's patreon.com/runninpod gets you access to our Facebook group. It's $1 per month. You can buy, sell, and trade with all of us. We actually, somebody in our group chat started the idea that we need to start a Google Doc of, hey, Nick needs this and this, Phil needs this and this, this guy needs this and this, and really cool way to help each other out. Also, I saw in our group, Nick, there was three guys that split that Hogan four-pack, the Hogan Rocky Maivia.
Oh yeah,
Rocky Lynch.
Yeah.
I saw him like, "Hey, you guys ready to do this?" And like, "Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready." I'm like, "Are you three splitting like all three? One person bought it. They all split it up." I was like, "That's so fucking cool that we have."
Dude, I haven't even seen it. I haven't seen it either. About it,
like, I haven't seen it either. But somebody found it. They knew like, "Hey, I know Darius needs this. This guy Jason needs this." Blah blah blah. They shipped it out, so it's pretty cool. So, literally $1 per month, so $12 per year can save you on paying eBay prices. Plus we do giveaways, we do unboxings, live figure hunts, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/runinpod. We'll get you access to our Facebook group. We highly recommend it there. We also talk non-wrestling stuff,
and this all goes to Prime for Logan Paradise's baseball games, right?
Not Amazon Prime, the drink Prime. For Logan,
big strawberry watermelon guy, yeah.
Yeah. All right, he's almost set here. We got two sentimental. I guess we call those honorable mentions here, and it is hard to pick. When sure, like I don't know if I could pick my top five machos. That would be tough.
Yeah. I could pick my top five William Regals for sure. That's pretty easy. And Finley. Yeah. Still waiting on my Norman Smiley. That's all I really want.
Dancing Norman Smiley.
Bro, I want just do like an NXT coaches line, do ringside specific.
That's all I want. That's a niche.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A niche within a niche.
It'll sell as good as that Cameron Grimes to the moon and back one.
What happened to that guy? I thought he was brought up.
No, he is.
Brought up on the main roster
this week? Last week?
Hey, he was in the U.S. title match the other night.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't been following. All right. So I kind of broke this up because, like I was saying, the sentimental that I played with, but obviously you can't compete with the Mattel. So my all-time favorite one playing when I was early on is the white shirt LJN Hogan.
It's the black card, right? Black, yeah.
Correct. I love that figure. Actually,
did you? Okay, so Black Card. Did you get that when it came out, or is this something you bought later on down the road?
Yeah, I've told the story on another podcast, MWO. I had all the LJNs except for the British Bulldogs, One Man Gang, and Superfly Jimmy Snuka. So I had all the Black Cards.
Wow.
And I had all the Hasbros up to the Skinner series. That's when I stopped playing with the wrestling figures. And my parents gave all my stuff to my uncle, who used to go to
Pennsylvania. I know this part of the story, yeah.
For the antiques. And he sold all that for $10
back in the day. Oh, God,
so.
Dude.
Yeah, bro. So
my mother sold the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier for $5, guys. $5.
I'm never selling anything of my sons. I'm not selling anything.
It's a sour subject. And especially those black cards like Warrior, Warlord. Like, as soon as those came out, all of a sudden the Hasbros came out. So they definitely weren't played with as much, so they had to be in good condition.
Oh my god!
That I remember.
Did you like? You probably got the after mags like me, right? Like Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Did you know, like?
Oh, bro.
Wasn't it so weird to see the, like, the ads for, like? I was like, what is this company? There's already a Hulk Hogan out. Why would they make a second Hulk Hogan? And why would it be like him in white and red? Like, it was so odd to me. I didn't think they were real.
Yeah, and you could even tell, like, even like the Warrior has like an orange.
Yeah.
His skin tone is like orange. Like, mm-hmm. I they weren't really made exactly like an old school LJN. So I don't know if it was a different company that made them, or they would just change the name.
I think it was the same company, but it was, I mean, same, you know, actually a production company, but the people that made the cards and stuff like that, I'm not sure, you know, but it was just so weird to see in the back of the magazine. I was like, what is this? You know, right with that weird, like, space wrestling, trading card game.
And you know what's funny, like, I'll go back and I'll buy the Pro Wrestling Illustrated with Hogan on the cover, and you go back and look at these ads, bro, they were not cheap. They were like $15, $16
crippling
back in the day, man. Yeah. Like, that shit is not cheap. I guess that rubber cost a lot of money.
Wish I bought 1,000 Hakus.
Yeah, right. Oh, I love that Haku figure. Meanwhile, he was supposed to come out as King Haku, and they changed it to the I know their Haku. But, yeah, so the LJN white shirt, and then my all-time favorite figure to play with was, what's the camera? Hasbro 3.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan.
Nice.
Oh, man, this was my guy here. And I'm a little older than you guys. You guys had Hasbros and Galoobs, or no?
Hasbros, for sure, 100%.
Nobody distributed Galoobs near me except one, like, hobby toy store that I got to go to, like, once a year.
Okay. But I love
Galoobs. Were just not out for me, but, yeah.
Bro, they play so well with the Hasbros. I used to love them.
Yeah,
dude, they all came with a belt. What an awesome idea! Like,
right?
I know it was the same belt, but it was. Still, but that, cares, I thought that was so cool.
Right, use your imagination, and all of a sudden you have two WWE Tag Team Championships.
Awesome.
Or WWF. I'm gonna say WWF.
Of course.
So now, top five Mattels, which
okay,
you know, like I said, you can't touch. 85 Ultimate figure. Unbelievable figure. First time they put out that belt.
That was number one for me, right? Or Nicholas, top three, or number one, something right up there. Yeah,
figure. Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, these are in no such order, just top five.
Okay,
because that would be way too hard for me. You got this sign, right, Nick?
What's it? Yes, yeah. I said that's one of the ones, right? I sent away. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Rip Hogan Ultimate.
Oh. Okay. Yep.
Love which I'm still pissed at you guys for not doing that tournament, the Ultimate Tournament.
Oh,
bring it back next year, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. March Madness, we will. Well, at that point, there will be 64. So,
yeah, we could just do Hogan's. We'll just do Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan will be one entire side of the bracket. You got to get through a Hogan for your play-in game.
Elite 96 Hogan with the war bonnet.
Top five. Dude, yes. Huh?
The best figure last year.
Yeah, bro.
Great figure.
So
I love it loose.
I picked this because it has that great tan. It has that bandana that they never made before. The war bonnet, I remember from when I was a kid when he was doing house shows with Bad News Brown. He wore that. And then the gas tank, as you can see on... Why am I getting fucked up with this camera? The gas tank, like I said, my man Jason Dunsel, my customizer... actually made me.
Wow.
A gas
custom
tank.
Gas tank. Wow.
Yes. Nice.
That's pretty great. Sick, that's right? Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I actually have about four loose of these figures because you can make them one without the shirt, put the title on them, one with the war bonnet.
Oh, you posted this picture, I think, when it came in from ringside. I was like, what? Why do you order so many? No, does he always do this?
That Hogan is, if I close my eyes and picture Hulk Hogan, it's that figure. I mean, it's that the hair loss there, the shirt, the color, the tan, everything. You know, it's that's my wheelhouse Hogan for when I was
kid. What is the story with the war bonnet, Mike?
One Hogan. I think he just wore it I know he just wore it for house shows. I know it was against Bad News Brown. I can't remember why. Maybe it was like a Harlem Street fight, and he just...
Yeah.
He had that, you know, like the Desert Storm match almost, but I'm not 100% on why he made it. I would have to go back and look it up. I know he does have it at the beach shop in Orlando in the case signed.
Okay.
But not for sale. I tried. All right. Let's go old school here. This is before he got fired. The ringside exclusive American made.
That's a great figure, too.
This is...
love it.
Yeah, man. When the hell was this even elite, made? This is 2015.
Elite, I don't even know. Elite 30, maybe?
Oh, no. This is a ringside exclusive.
Okay.
It's got to be around the 40s, I think, because that's the box style that was going around, like the late 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
I think that's the box number. So
yeah, this is 2005, ringside exclusive. And then you want a hot take. Top five Mattel Hogan figures is the SummerSlam Elite
Deathstorm. Nice.
I was wondering if he was going to pop up a basic. I thought it was.
No. Although the Hogan basics, they never really changed, so they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But this figure here, bro, is sick. I actually made it. Can I reach it? Yes, I can. Actually, this figure for me is about an 8 out of 10, and I made it into a 10 out of 10 because I bought an undershirt.
Okay.
Camo undershirt, and I got some John Cena dog tags.
Oh,
and that's exactly what he wore.
Good shit.
To the ring at the Garden. So, yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Just this figure with the USA bandana, with the mask. He's got the tan, and it's just like you said, like all the ringside, not ringside, all the figures that they showed off at Comic-Con. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not red and yellow. It's not. Yeah. You know. So.
I have three of
those. Those are my top five.
I have four of the five right now, so that's good. I have everything but that American made.
What are you missing?
This is the ringside exclusive.
That's an old school one.
Yeah, it's old school. That's before I started collecting, but yeah.
Not the defining moment.
And then if
you
just want to throw in defining, no, I mean, even though WrestleMania 3 is my favorite match of all time, if he had the skin. The hot dog tan on that one, it would be up there.
I
actually have it signed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just, the skin tone kills me, man.
How many Hogan
But if you want to just throw signed? In two Hollywood Hogans, how many figures do I have signed?
How many Hogan figures do you have signed? Yeah, sorry.
One, two, three, four, five. I would have to say about 10 if I did the math.
Wow.
Real fast.
Yeah,
but then I have other stuff that is signed, like a poster of me and him. Yeah. I have WrestleMania 3 program signed.
Nice.
I have a lot. Oh, I have the three pack that I just got signed when I went seeing him last month.
Nice.
That Jason made me of Hogan versus Kamala for my first event at the Garden. Cool. Yeah, I have a lot, man. I was what's the word I'm looking for? I wasn't going to go to that signing, but then I thought, you know what? You know, why take the chance? You know what I mean? I don't want to sound morbid.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
Let's go, you know?
I mean, especially like a guy like that. I mean, he's not a spring chicken. And also, you don't want to wish bad on anybody. But for you, if you would kick yourself if he fell in the bathtub the next day and got hurt and died or something and you didn't get to get all your figures signed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I think about it too. Is
correct.
You know, not that you want to flip them and make money, but you will never be able to get them signed again. You know, like that's it. You know,
so. You're missing out on Scott Hall. Like some of the more local ones. Like I just like, all right, I gotta go. I have to go to some of these.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if you're able to go, just go. That's my take on it and my advice. But I just want to throw in two Hollywood Hogans because you might as well.
Yes.
I brought it up before, the Hollywood Hogan Storm collectible one.
Yep.
That's an awesome figure.
Mattel belt on that one. They can't put NWO on it, but it's still a sick figure. And then the ringside exclusive Wolfpack, which is a sick figure.
I love that figure too. I wish Storm Collectibles would get more wrestling licenses. I don't know. They do a couple a year. And they do them really good, but I mean they are probably the closest you can get to like Mattel quality, and sometimes better, right? So,
right, they did all those do some Thunder Ligers, and I was hoping they were gonna make a great Muda.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, for sure.
Muda figure.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
Because there's no Muda figure that's like really in Mattel scale, right?
Right, there's none. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's so many. As many companies as there is, Michael, we don't have a great Muda. We don't have Antonio Inoki. Like, all these guys that are, like, well-known, you know, they're from miles and miles away, but every wrestling fan knows these names. And, like, how do we not have 500 great Mudas right now? He's the most toyetic guy ever to be around, I would feel like. It's crazy.
Bro, especially his run in the 90s. Yeah. With WCW.
Crazy.
I mean, right? He was always there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could have made a Galoob of him. They could have made a San Francisco toy maker of him.
Maybe he just does not.
They could have made a Toy Biz because he was.
Yeah.
He was in the NWO.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can justify, like, with Liger, I get it. Like, he had different gears, but they would just kept tweaking one color. But with Muda, I mean, literally, I don't think he ever wore the same thing twice.
Yeah. It was like Macho Man.
Yeah, almost. He always had something different.
Yeah.
Spit that green mist. And then he also had that run in TNA a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Good shit, man. La Puma, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate you coming on. Wealth of knowledge. And where are you heading anytime soon? Were you going on the cruise out of Orlando? Where are you going for the cruise? Bahamas?
I'm going to be honest here. I really wanted nothing to do with this cruise, so okay. I have no idea.
The wife planned it, and you're just going, right?
My wife and my sister, we're going away with my sister and her kids and her husband.
Okay.
So yeah, your drink package ready to go?
I'll just pay.
Do you get along?
You tell me where we're going, and that's it.
Do you get along with the brother-in-law?
Yes, yeah, we're very close. I actually brought him to... the first Kowloon show. Were you there?
Okay, yeah,
I don't remember.
He made you stop at Treehouse,
yeah,
right? He's the one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We went to Treehouse. Yeah. He's a big IPA guy, so we stopped at Treehouse. Okay.
Well, he's a good guy to
that
have
place,
around for.
That place is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, don't drink IPAs fun, on a cruise, though.
No, don't drink. No, you just.
No, I'm not an IPA guy.
You're a cat. I know, you're a captain guy. We know.
Captain and Coke, and then if I'm on a cruise, I'll have a Corona or a pina colada. Nice. I don't care. That shit's good.
Well, you're technically a guest on the show here, so Mike, we have to ask you like we ask everybody else. You're on death row. You have one final meal. You can eat whatever you want. What is Michael La Puma eating?
I am getting a sausage pie from John's Obliquer.
Oh my god! So pissed I couldn't get there in time, man.
Oh, man, that shit is good, bro. Best pizza I've ever had.
My family hated me because I planned. We did the 9/11 museum, then we went to the Natural History Museum, and it was like crazy packed day. And I was hoping in between there we could go to John's on Bleecker, but it did not happen. So I have to go to New York again, I guess. So,
hey, everybody, make a trip down here, and I'll treat you guys.
Oh, there you go.
Yo.
Okay.
Take the train, Phil, next time. Baltimore, right into the city, dude.
I know. I should have.
No more driving.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get to Baltimore, dude, when the Major Pod's down there, when they're at Jimmy's. Oh, man, I love the train.
Two, 3 hours, you're there, yeah.
Eh, yep. A little more than that, but yeah, I just sleep the whole way. Yeah. I stay up late, and yeah.
There you go. All right. Michael La Puma, thank you for joining us, man. Great stuff. I'm sure we'll get you on pretty soon. Maybe the next time we do some reveals and get 500 Hogan figures, we'll get you on again. But enjoy the cruise, please, man. Enjoy the cruise.
Yeah,
put your phone down. Make sure the wife has whatever she wants. Ice cream. Buy her some shit. You know, treat her good like you always do. You know.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'll talk to
you guys soon.
We'll do, man.
Later, Mike.
Take care, guys.
Michael La Puma, the one and only, man, what a dude. You can follow him on YouTube, does a great YouTube channel. But
yep.
We had to have him on for this giant Hogan.
I know, it worked out. We had no idea there was going to be that many Hogans at Comic-Con last week, but it all worked out.
Yeah.
We tried before, Phil went away, we did this, we did that, we had stuff going on, but we finally lined it up because, guys, Mike works nights in the city, which that's why he's a millionaire and can buy all those Hulk Hogan figures.
Exactly, yeah.
He's costing the taxpayers just so much.
All right, let's do some weekly purchases and get the fuck out of here. You ready?
All right, bro.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
right, my favorite part of the week, weekly purchases here. I'm ready for it. You guys can follow us on Twitter at CaveFig. It's The Fig Cave on Instagram if you want to follow us there. And we had some great numbers for the San Diego Comic-Con reveals. Thank you guys for listening and downloading. Do you want to start, Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, I didn't go crazy this week.
I had so much. What do I got? Week.
Yeah. What do I got? I picked up a Double J Micro Brawler from the Pro Wrestling Tees Whatnot stream.
Nice.
I don't know why. It just was, nobody was bidding on it. It was pretty expensive. I got my crate, which they printed the sticker, and then it sat in Pennsylvania for like 6 days.
Yeah,
I don't understand. But this month's crate was supposed to be all NWO. This is one of my favorite brawlers ever. It's just Scott Hall in the denim Canadian tuxedo.
Nice. That
I didn't get the chase, but that's okay.
What was the chase? Just a different color of denim?
It was more of an acid wash.
Okay.
It's like the jeans that you wear.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a buff bag. Well, 8x10. There's a weird NWO theme, but it's Pro Wrestling Tees flag, which I guess people are kind of mad about, but it's like, yeah, they can't PWT? Make NWO.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shirt that I know you want.
I do want that Macho Man
shirt.
Yeah, I need a double X on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then, I love this shirt. It's the Outsiders, the book, but yeah. Then it's just Hall and Nash in all the spots.
That's cool.
It's kind of like the Ramones one, where it's just all Razor Ramon.
Yeah, it's cool.
Taking it, but that's a pretty cool shirt. I really like that one, so. I found the D-Lo Chase.
Oh, I got that, too, right here. I'm about to send it into Kayfabe Toys.
I think I'm going to just do the common right from him, because I think it's actually probably cheaper just to order the common straight up signed one of his.
Yeah, I'm getting all the chases signed. I got the Luger chase. I got the Molly Holly chase. I got this Ken Shamrock chase. I got to just keep up with it. But
I totally agree with you. It's that chase makes no sense.
No, it does not.
When you put that hat on it.
Yeah, they should take the hat off. But $20, guys. KayfabeToys.com. Mail in your own D'Lo Brown Legends figure, get it signed for $20. $20. What can you buy with $20 anymore? Crazy.
No, it's a great deal. Insane. And like, guys, we bolt out with him. Tommy Paradise has dealt with him. He ships it. It's out Monday. The signing will be Saturday. It's in the mail Monday.
Yep. Super quick. Super fast. I mean,
it's super responsive to all the messages. And he's not a sponsor. We're just helping the guy out. You know. So
I like how it's a small operation, because he's got it. He's sending it back. It's not like, where is this? Is it lost in some store in some warehouse somewhere and switched around with somebody else's figure? So, yeah, I did get that. And my buddy Darius got me two Brother Loves. I have to pick them up from him tomorrow. One loose from my suited collection and one for the Legends wall. And he found those at one of our local Targets around here. So thank you to him. I got the two, let's see them here. Mattel Creations, Cody Rhodes. I had bought one off of Ringside because these took so long from Mattel Creations. I got two. Sent one out to somebody. I still have one for sale if anyone wants it. And I popped one up, popped the one that I got open. It's a beautiful, beautiful setup.
Yeah, very cool.
Beautiful box. Cool. I still like the AEW Supreme better with the hard plastic jacket. I don't know about you, Nick Thompson.
No, the Ultimate jacket looks like a fruit roll-up, and I can't get that out of my head. Oh, it looks like you could just start chewing from one end, and it'll disappear.
It's very floppy,
Yes. Yeah. But again, they had to do something different, and that's what they did. Yeah. I found the Razor Chase I found. Oh, a local hunter for me found Rey Mysterio Ultimate. Oh, so, still looking for Eddie. But, you know, we're working on it.
Local hunter.
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Sepienz.
Yeah. I need that. My son really wants that Ray. That Ray might be, I mean, spoiler, top five figure of the year. That Ray is freaking amazing, dude.
Awesome
looking figure. Really cool. I don't have anything else. I sent out some figures to people over the weekend here.
And, I know. I'm looking around. I've been good. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna wait on supposedly the comma is the one that's hard to find in my area here. But I think that's just because They got them in waves. We got the D'Lo and the Undertaker. They were on the shelves.
Yeah, now, I've seen a lot of D'Lo and Undertaker, and I'll grab them when I see a mint. Yeah.
Last couple of days, it's been the Brother Love, which I grabbed. But I think then I'm sure the Kamo will come next week, and then we'll get replenishments of all of these. So I don't think any of them are going to be hard to find.
But no, the last one, I think only Paulie Dangerously was like the hard one to get.
Yeah.
And I think once Tommy found one for me, I just stopped looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still got plenty of Hogan's though.
Yeah. I have a bunch of those Hogan's I want to drop down to $6. I'm going to check tomorrow. Oh, Tommy Sapienza did find me 3 head shrinker Fatus for $6. So I'm going to get those from him.
Yeah.
Paid for those. I told him, hey, don't ship those because I'm sure you'll find me some more stuff and send it to me.
Yeah, dude, you got to find me the Shamrock. If you see Shamrock for $7, I just want the belt. You can have a figure. Give it to Nash.
I have not seen Shamrock at all, anywhere. Never.
If it drops to $7, anybody sees it, I just want the belt. I'll pay for the figure.
Okay.
Give it to your kid. Give it to Nash.
Yeah. Yeah. We still have
that. God bless, of course, because it's Ken Shamrock. God bless.
Yeah. We have that Ringside Collectibles sale going on right now, Christmas in July, it's called, and you can use code to call up or code Kyle for 10% off your order, and a bunch of cheap stuff on there, mostly cheap AEW figures, but get some Elites on here for pretty cheap, AJ Styles for $6.99, Adam Cole Bay Bay for $8.99, pretty good deals, so check it out, and I think Unmatched 7 just got in stock. This is the LJN CM Punk, Hook, Pac, Penta, Thunder Rosa, Rey Fénix. Does Thunder Rosa still work there? What is going on with her?
He is commentating Collision International. I might go Saturday. If I told Tommy Paradise, I said, if Logan's baseball ends early, then I said, text me and I will, maybe I'll meet him there. Because it's I do want to see the MJF Adam Cole match versus FTR.
Yeah, for sure, that'd be cool. Thunder Rosa comes with 3 sets of hands, a head, a flag. For just a regular figure, that's pretty great. They do the accessories pretty good for AEW as well. So
yeah, I gotta order her blood. I gotta get her Blood and Guts ordered.
This actually is a pretty good set here with Pac, with the eye patch. Penta and Rey Fénix are super toyetic. Thunder Rosa's toyetic. Hulk's first figure. And of course, CM Punk will sell well. So, pretty good set here. So, I would jump on these for sure.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are in. Yeah.
Yeah. They just came in today. That's it. I don't know what we'll do next week. We have a kind of a lull here, but we do have. Oh, SummerSlam is next week. And then I think the week after the AEW. Or is it the same weekend?
No, I don't think they would go head-to-head. I don't think that would be that,
What is that pay-per-view called?
All Out Part 1? All In Part 1 or something like that? It's Out, right?
2023. It's in London. That is September 3rd. Wait a minute. That's Labor Day weekend. Is that the... No. Hold on. Let's figure this out here. All Out 2023, All In.
That's in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. All In is in London. That's August 27th. Okay. So, yeah, we have the beginning of August is SummerSlam. The end of August is All In. And then you have a All Out in Chicago. Like a week later, which is kind of crazy. But, yeah. Cool.
So, oh man, I just went to Ringside. I just did the Elites with lowest price. Mm-hmm. They still got that Keith Lee, the Ronda Rousey 97 nobody wants.
Cameron Grimes Ringside exclusive still $21.99. I thought that was gonna drop in price. That's gotta be
a Black Friday.
Yeah. $8.99 for that.
Scarlett is somehow more expensive than she was during Black Friday.
I want that fake money from
yeah.
Me.
Dollar bill.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you so, so much. Great numbers over the last couple of weeks. We'll have a fun episode for you next week. And like Michael LaPuma said, we will do a episode. Oh, no. Tommy Sapienza just sent me a picture. Oh, no. This is real. Wait a minute,
guys. Check out. Put. I mean, we'll put the links up, but check out Mike's YouTube page. It's very fun. That vlog that he has from just going to the Hogan signing. It kind of gives you a complete heads up if you ever wanted to do it. I think it's actually would be a fun day if you flew down for the day or flew down for a day or two. And then he sometimes just has random videos of him working in New York City at night. So it's a different job.
Tommy Sapienza sent me a picture of another Macho Man Slim Jim display where he's in like a red, yellow, and blue outfit. This can't be real. Oh. This cannot be real. He's holding the glasses in his hand. God, just make these stop, man. I can't keep trying to find these, man. Okay. Anyway, thank you, guys. We'll be back. Seriously, kayfabetoys.com. He's got Dustin Rhodes coming in. Get your Goldust figure signed. Get your D'Lo Brown figure signed. He does all kinds of mail-ins, and they're super reasonably priced. I mean, if you're trying
He's got some old, cool signed promos, too.
Yeah.
On the site for sale.
And if you're trying to get figure signed and you go to one of these conventions, the guys jack up the prices because they know you're there to get your figure signed. So
yeah.
This is really the best way. I think you got a Kane autograph for $40 from him. So check him out for sure. Check out our back episodes. We'll be back next week. Stay classy, and we will talk to you soon.
Wash your hands. Have a good week.
Please watch.
See ya.
Bye.
Right where you're standing. Yeah.